I'm a boss. Took me some time. Been on my hustle. Been on my grind. What was you thinking? That I was lying. Though you was watching. Missing the sign. Yo, yo, yo. What's up? It's your man's Joaquin. You tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? So today, man, I got the asset straight from WVO. What is it?
Radio Free Nashville.
Radio Free Nashville. My bad. I'm about to do
103.7 FM, 107.1 FM. Okay, on your dial.
Okay. No doubt, no doubt. And then I got my dad once again back in the building.
What's up? What's up?
He go by Big Mike, but I don't call him Big Mike, but y'all can call him Big Mike. I know you can't do the
shout out to WVOL though. That's my brothers.
Your brothers. That's we battle all that.
Yeah, hood rock.
No doubt, no doubt. So guess what? So right now, man, first and foremost, I'm gonna let Asset introduce himself and what he does around the city where we at, which we in Nashville, Tennessee. Give him a little bit about what he do, and then we're gonna get into the situation table.
All right. What up, man? I'm the Asset of the Asset Report Radio Show. Also owner of the THTV Network. I've been in the business for about 16 years. Started off doing video and promotions. Then we started a little thing called We Battle Tuesdays and started freestyle battles.
I was part of We Battle. Yeah.
Freestyle battles, beat battles, and we did a performance contest in which after a while that spawned, and we got a couple people some recognition off of doing that stuff. You know, Bars Major.
Best
freestyle battles in the city.
I give Cheesy a little bit too.
He beat Cheesy at our show.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? What, so shout out to Cheesy.
Yeah.
I'm a Cheesy fan first because we from out north.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and also you know him now as Lord Sauce.
Okay.
Quaking Beats.
No doubt. No
who
doubt.
Also got a universal placement deal from one of our shows back in the day. And so from there, we realized that a lot of artists didn't have marketing.
Yeah.
A lot of artists was coming to the shows and they didn't have any fans.
Yeah.
And so we
because I used to do a lot of, I had a lot of people come. I had a lot of my Curtis show. We used to have a lot of people, but you have people that's coming, they good, but they ain't have nobody coming to support. And then people that was there was supporting who they had, and they'll leave after they get off stage.
Exactly. Right, so, you'll go up and you can hear crickets.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got nobody there to see you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Not meaning you ain't good.
Not meaning you're not good. You just don't have the marketing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then that's when we looked at another bit, we pivoted to another market, and it was to social media. So we were first people doing social media in the city.
Okay.
You know, 2008, nobody was thinking about posting you on social media.
We were
actually doing that thing.
Facebook, maybe MySpace.
Yeah, but even then, they were just using it to put their music on the platform. They wasn't using it as a marketing tool. It wasn't until Soulja Boy blew up to people start really thinking about, man, I can market myself online. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and, you know, what they don't realize is he didn't blow up overnight. They still invested dollars into you even seeing the video.
Yeah, because honestly, when I was watching Soulja Boy, matter of fact, y'all, just let everybody know, we're going to keep this podcast clean. We're going to keep the N-word, the B's, and the S's, and the H's out of this one right here. We're going to put this one marked for kids so they can understand a little bit about the business. All right, look. So now, I remember when I was watching Soulja Boy, and I was like, man, this young kid, man, he used YouTube the way that the industry is using YouTube now.
Well, what people don't realize is by the time he got to YouTube, College Park was in the play.
Once
his video hit, like, I think it was like a million.
A million, yeah. Without anybody, I think.
They came in.
And I remember because YouTube wasn't really just popping that. You'll go to YouTube to see the news, or you'll go to YouTube to see the whales and ocean.
Some crazy video or something.
And
the platform hadn't been.
And that's why, you know what? And I got to give DeAndre, what's his name? DeAndre Way, I think it's his real name. I got to give him his props, man. What he did. And then when Colin Parr came in and said, man, that kid did what nobody was doing at the time, and now everybody is doing what Soulja Boy was doing back then. And they don't want to get his man his props.
They don't give him
his
props.
He did it. I didn't. Nobody wasn't going no YouTube watching nothing, man. No. You was still on your 106 in Pod, your MTV jams. Yep. You feel me? That kid, and they don't give him his props, man.
No, they don't.
And I got to give it to him because he did start the labels to start marketing.
Yeah, right.
He did the ringtones before they were ever ringtones. His ringtone hit.
I remember when he came out with the ringtones. I actually was marketing an artist, and I downloaded. It was an app back then. I forgot the name of it, but I started creating his ringtones through this app.
Oh yeah.
I sent them to him. You could sell them for like 99 cents. You the ringtone. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? And he was, he had the first iPhone.
Yeah.
And people got to remember, iPhones weren't out yet. When he did that Kiss Me Through the Phone, he was already talking that way before you started FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
That was a marketing was a marketing tool. Right. He got he got sponsored by iPhone.
He was thinking, and he was young, 16.
He was young, yeah.
And I think that's why he got the deal that he got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were taking on a lot of endorsement deals.
Yeah, he was. But look, this is one thing about the music industry, and I hate to say it, but this is what it is. A lot of people get left in the background. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't get the props that they deserve.
No, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about the city in a minute, but we say DJ Quick. I was seeing a thing with DJ Quick. He was burning these checks, and he was like, no, Death Row, give me what you owe me. Dre, give me what you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wrote a lot of that stuff.
He wrote a lot of songs.
And did a lot of beats
for Death Row.
They probably put him down as a ghostwriter. No.
He's actually not being a ghostwriter.
He wasn't on the paperwork.
They did not put him on the paperwork. Okay. For example.
He didn't get credit.
No. All shots to Dre. You know what I'm saying? Dre did his thing. But can I tell you something? A lot of Dre beats is not him by himself. See, Dre got Scott Storch, DJ Quick. He got a lot of people that add things to the beat, but it's going to say produced by Dre.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole Barry Gordy trick.
Yeah, so,
you can't reinvent the wheel.
Right.
It's kind of like I had somebody on the podcast the other day, and I'm going to ask you, too, matter of fact, who's your top four hip-hop artists now? Before we get to that, somebody was talking about Drake, and I was like, okay, Drake is a good entertainer. All right? He's a good artist. I like the Drake in the beginning, you know. Now Drake just entertains. That's his thing. He entertains. Mm-hmm. When you come and do a song called The Tussie Slide, and he knows that his name is a brand now.
Yeah.
It's just like going to McDonald's, right?
And he knows what's on the menu.
Hey.
Everybody want to dance. I got you.
You feel me? Right. And Lil Boosie can't do nothing like that.
He leaving that to the kids.
Yeah, you feel me?
He getting in the videos, boosting his kids up, which is good.
But I'm just saying, certain artists, if you see try to do that, you'll be like, nah, man, that ain't working.
Everybody can't do the Soulja Boy, that Draco song. Everybody ain't doing it.
Well, it goes back to what he was just saying, even when you were saying about Nike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think about it, it's the same way with the industry.
Yeah.
Once you become a household name, you can throw anything out.
You can do anything you want.
Oh, yeah, it's like McDonald's.
When I was young, Nike shoes was real leather.
Yeah.
Everything was real.
Yeah.
Now it's synthetic.
Yeah.
But the name is out there. Price ain't changed, but the name is
But the way they make it is cheaper.
Right.
But of course, sell it for more.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it ain't no different from your cars you got.
Yeah.
They make them way cheaper.
Yeah.
They sell them way high.
Yeah. And they don't even come with spare wheels no more.
No. Nah, like, we ain't lying.
You catch a flat, that's it.
Call AAA.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah. Now we got AAA through y'all now, so y'all go ahead and call AAA. We'll come out there and pick you up. You don't need a spare tire.
Exactly.
Hey, just think about the commercials now. Hey, we got the brand new Cadillac, and yes, you don't need a spare tire. Just roll with us. We got you. You get a flat, wherever you at, we will come get you and give you a loaner.
Yeah.
Own star is waiting.
Hey, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
So a lot of people don't get that problem. But Drake in a way, like you said, whatever on the menu.
Yeah.
So if you think about McDonald's, a lot of people do not eat McDonald's because it's good. They don't eat it no more because it's good. You know why they eat it?
Because
it's McDonald's.
Yeah, because of the name.
I don't care what you say. I ain't ate McDonald's a long time.
I don't eat McDonald's.
No. But I'm saying when I was a kid, it wasn't, let's go to McDonald's because I love their french fries.
Like,
no.
Well, I do like their french fries.
You know that?
I do like their french fries. I can't eat french fries no more, but. Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Everybody got their reasons.
The kids wanted the toys.
But yeah, McDonald's is bigger than life. Everybody want to go. They see the shiny.
They see the back. Because they are a
Ronald McDonald clown. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And the other way, he is a clown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, your top four hip hop artists at the moment right now. And then you can name. An old school hip hop artist that's killing the game, or you can just go off all the young artists. Whoever now, top four hip hop artists now.
Man, that's a hard one.
No, it ain't hard.
Yeah,
just tell me who it is.
That's a hard one for me because I listen to everybody. Like my favorite rapper is Scarface.
That ain't what I asked you.
I'm just saying, though.
That's of all time.
Of all time.
But right now, in the game,
man,
right
now. I had to put Young Dolph in there as being one of them.
All right, all right.
I had to say, man.
Come on now, spit them out.
Who do I listen to?
He said, "Who I listen to?
I listen to everybody, but I don't really just like listen to one person.
Yeah, but
I got
man,
Future,
okay. I'm saying, I know you like Lil Baby.
I like Lil Baby. Yeah, I like him. I mean, I wouldn't.
You won't put him in the top four.
I don't listen to him all the time. Like I hear well, something.
I'm saying
radio,
he could be somebody, but, you know, because I had Busta in mind because you know Busta killing the game.
Busta
right
still
now.
Killing it. Yeah,
yeah, and I had Eminem because you know Eminem still killing the game right now.
Right.
So."
I've never been a real M fan.
Well,
I'm a fan of his freestyle, but I'm not a fan of like the songs.
I tell you like this. So you got your top two. I guess you can't get two more out of you.
Let me see.
Oh, he's stuck.
Well, let's flip the mic.
All right, let's just flip it.
What about you?
My top four always would be. I always give you my top four. Well, my top, my number one right now is M. All right. Number two, J. Cole. All right. Number three, even though he hasn't released nothing for a while, so that's the reason why I took him off, Kendrick Lamar, but I took him off.
If he had something out, I probably would say his name.
So my number three is Busta Rhymes. He's killing the game right now. You know what? Now I'm gonna switch it because I got to put Busta Rhymes and Nas as a tie right now.
Yeah,
because they both are old school and they killing the game
right
now.
Right. Yeah.
And my number four was actually Lil Baby and Cordae.
Okay.
All right, Cordae is on. He got a song with Q-Tip.
Yeah,
man, Cordae on another level. That kid.
Then you know somebody like
he's
man,
on
did you
another
say
level.
That, your guy from overseas.
Oh.
He has like the hot top fade, kind of nappy. Man, what's that guy?
21 Savage.
No.
Oh.
No, this guy is like lyrical. He's from like Britain or something. He just came out with something like a non-profit or something. I just seen him do an interview.
Who he got a song with?
Himself? Yeah. He ain't did no features.
Well, okay. You know what? I'm glad that we talk about our top hip hop artists. Our top four, because guess what I'm about to do that I ain't did on this show? We're going to talk about the top four independent hip-hop artists that you don't see at the Grammys, you don't see, and you don't hear their music on no stations. And I'm going to give it for people that they probably ain't never heard of, or if they had, they listen to. I'm not going to say Tech N9ne, because everyone knows who Tech N9ne is, but he is in my top four, but I'm not going to say Tech N9ne. All right. My number one is Hobson.
Hobson.
Okay.
I thought he had a song on the radio, though.
No, Hobson ain't never had a song on the radio.
Okay. He was featured on somebody's song.
NF.
NF.
That's the only song he ever did on the radio because NF. All right. Now, Hobson. All right. My number two is Dax. D-A-X.
Yeah, Dax,
go check
he's
him
independent.
Out. All right. Number three, Yellow Pain. Go listen to Yellow Pain, please. He's all positive, but he is good. Yellow Pain. My number four, I got to put a tie, Token and Tom McDonald.
Never heard of.
Go check these people out, man. These people getting millions of views. They are cancel culture because they do not want to change. Tom McDonald actually got a song out right now called Dear Slim, produced by Eminem, and is out right now. He's a white guy. He actually got a song called If I Was Black. Check it out. You know what I mean? I'm actually going to let y'all hear that. Tom McDonald, Token.
Okay.
Them two white kids, they are hip hop. Then you got Hobson, Dax.
What is one dude? Well, he's signed to a label though. He's not independent.
Yeah, See, this thing. I want to try to talk about the major people, but what I want to start doing on my podcast is I want to really talk about the cats that's killing the independent, man.
That's good.
Jordan Lucas. Let me give it to Jordan Lucas. Shout out to Jordan Lucas. Please shout out to that man. Because, look, he went to a major label and said, you know what? Y'all can't do it like me. Left the major label, and he is killing the game. He bought his house, $7.1 million, I think, all his money. He said, I bought this cash. I'm not leasing it. I'm not renting it. I own it. You get what I mean? Right. And he's independent. Oh, and shout out to Russ. Shout out to Russ.
Russ is killing the game in Atlanta.
And I got to respect what Russ did.
Yeah, he's killing the game in Atlanta.
Look how a lot of people upset with Russ. Man, look, they don't like Russ. And I'm going to tell you something, Dad. You know why? Because he's given people like me the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen the guy on YouTube doing that.
Yeah.
He's giving everybody, hey, no free of charge.
Yeah. This is what he said.
The industry.
Hey, he played Columbia Records. He already had 200 million views and stuff. He said, so when they came with me, you got to have leverage. And he said, all right, cool. I'll take another deal. Leverage. So what he did was he took like a little 2-year deal, I think it was, just so he can get on the radio. And they tried to re-sign him. It's smart.
Right.
They tried to re-sign. He was like, I'm good. That's all I wanted.
I tell artists that all the time, you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These record deals, they're not really bad record deals because they're going to get you somewhere.
Yeah.
You just have to have a plan to pay the money back.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because you got to recoup it. Yo Gotti did it.
Yo Gotti one of the best independents is out.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? He was $3 million before he signed with Cash Money.
But now here's what's happening with those deals, okay? You got to look at it like this. Here's a young cat from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't never had done nowhere near. Well, we're going to give you $2 million.
Yeah.
Sign with us. Now, they probably don't understand different projects they're going to have to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they got to, remember now, they got to use that money to do that project.
And
then you got to pay different people, you know, the musicians,
and
the
engineers. That's the problem when it comes in of, you know, I say people have a disease called selective spending.
Right, exactly. selective spending. I like that.
And the reason why I say that is because you could do something that would change my life or add on to my career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because I may not affiliate with your side of town.
Right.
I may not affiliate with you as a person, or I may affiliate with somebody who says negative things about you and I never came to you and talked to you. I won't spend my money over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're not looking at it as business.
No.
It's a business. Exactly.
But see, you got to think, a lot of these artists are coming out. A lot of these, you know, me being doing everything independent, I done had people to say, hey, man, actually, I had somebody call me the other day. No lie. Call me the other day. And he was like, man, why are you in Laverne? Like, why are you in Nashville? Why you supposed to be?
Yeah.
And what he don't understand is, I've been down that road, and this is the thing. I'd rather build like I'm building, because sometimes they want to take away from everything that you're doing and they want to make you their puppet. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I think my dad remembered this. I actually went for, because, you know, I'm doing filming. So I actually went to an audition role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They actually called me back to go to California and I turned it down.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
A lot of people was like, dang, you want to audition, man, mm-hmm. and you didn't go? When they started talking, I listened. So what we gonna do, man? You gonna go out to L.A. We gonna put you up in a hotel for 30 days. We gonna have you going to a lot of other auditions, letting you meet these directors. Then okay. So basically, what you telling me is I'm gonna have to be getting bird fed until hopefully somebody want me to be in a film, and then when that happens, you ain't giving me no advance or nothing. So I'm gonna have to work at McDonald's or somewhere as it's going on, and hopefully be with one that grab it and make it big,
right,
and not been able to take care of myself while I'm in L.A. Then I got a fam, I was with my girl at the time, and, that don't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Maybe if I was, just young and naive, but nah.
Well, I mean,
man,
you could approach that two different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you had a plan.
Yeah, but look, check this out.
Because your plan.
I'm fresh out.
Well, the plan is, the plan is to use that.
Right.
You in L.A., right? You on a dime, right? You can pretend you are a celebrity because you're with major people.
Yeah, but guess what? But
you can use that to your advantage.
No, you can.
Angeles.
No, actually, you can.
Yeah.
But
you can get your own deal.
But guess what? It depends on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Because I do use other people's money to make money, but it's what you're trying to do. What I was trying to do wouldn't have been good for the brand that I hadn't even built yet.
Mm-hmm.
Heat Level Entertainment wasn't a brand yet. It was in a, I didn't know, I didn't have a studio. I'm homeless. I'm fresh out. I had this vision of having this brand that I done built for the past 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I would have took that, I would have been starting out as an actor and not been able to do what I'm doing of writing and producing my film by myself. You feel me? I would have had to be an actor. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to be just
It's two ways to that.
No, but I'm just saying that's what it was.
I always look at it from a two-sided coin, I do scenarios
too, but you got to understand that, because they talk to me.
Yeah.
You didn't hear the talk. So if you would have heard the talk, you would have probably been like,
Hollywood is persuasive.
Yeah,
I lived in L.A. for 3 years, so I understand the lingo.
Don't let me. What you call? He said some straight great stuff.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
But it's still an underlining. It's an underlining motive to what they're saying.
Yeah, you feel me?
Always.
This is the thing. He and then when he was talking to me, I could tell how he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to typecast me.
What?
You know what I mean?
He was going to put you in a box and have you you was going to be Debo.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. Look, because when he was talking, he was like, oh, that was so powerful. I could see you as being the... And I said, okay, now you finna try to put me in a box.
But you were going
to put me in a Jamal White box.
Yeah, but you want to be more broad in your acting and what you're
doing.
I'm
going to put it to you like this, Asset. And we're going to talk about a little bit other. I'm going to put it to you like this since we had a situation table. I'm going to put it to you like this. All the film that I'm writing.
Right.
I done had cats come up to me and be like, let me play the gangster part. I say, ain't no gangster part in my film.
Yeah.
Oh, let me beat it in a... It ain't nobody like that in my film.
Yeah, because they don't... That's all they know.
They think because I'm from the streets, I done been to prison, and they think I'm writing a ghetto flick.
Yeah.
Hey, I got
because that's the norm.
That's the norm,
that's
right?
The norm.
And I'm a hip-hop artist.
Go to jail.
Yep.
I got a lot of people I know that, did a lot of time.
Right.
And they done got out and wrote books. You know what I'm saying? They books is about their journey.
Yeah.
And then they, they also write the film, and the film is about kind of like the same.
Yeah.
So it stays the same.
Yeah, okay,
a lot of times. And they just depict everybody from the hood to want to do the same thing.
So let me tell you. So they come to me, and I wrote a book about my life in prison, and my book over there. And they come to me and they say, hey, man, you ain't got nothing. I got a movie called Concrete Jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where is that? The bottom of my stack. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The film I'm doing now called Jobless, and everybody like, Jobless? Okay. I got one called Big Girls. They're like, Big Girls? You know why? Because in their mind, I got one called A Walk to Remember, too. So in their mind, they thinking like, but you from the streets. Why are you writing film that ain't about the streets.
They don't understand.
They don't get
it.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
And it's people I know.
It
just
they, like, don't understand what the mainstream wants. Yeah. And see, it's like, you know, just like it, well, I know it's pretty.
Well, it ain't for that. Yeah, it ain't about the mainstream.
Well, but listen to what I'm saying. Okay, it's like hip-hop, right? Mm-hmm. 75% of hip-hop is bought by Caucasians.
Yeah.
75%.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when I said the mainstream is when you're programmed. They're mm-hmm. really programmed. Yeah. Because you can take, watch this, my whole thing. How many Law and Orders can you write? How many CSIs can you write? I mean, they're all a spinoff for each
Everything
one.
Everything is a
and
spinoff.
See, what you exactly. But now what you're doing is different from the norm, like you just said. You know, and anything that's different to a lot of people is offensive.
Exactly.
Being different is offensive.
Okay? Exactly.
And so if being different is offensive, just be offensive. Yeah, I mean, you're going to have it.
It's going to happen regardless, man. And I mean, even with me starting a TV network.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Most people that I, you know, and initially talked to
thought
I was just starting putting, like I didn't even have the analytics together.
Right.
They didn't know what I was doing in the background. Like, I can push a button and go live.
Right.
And once I tell them that, it's like, oh, you got a real station.
Yeah.
This ain't, I'm not trying to get. Help. Right. I'm not trying to work with you for you to help me build a website. It's already done. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like about him. He's now, Dad, this you don't understand. He said, I'm going to do it this way, that way. He learned how to do his videos. He learned how to do the editing. He knew how to do all of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, look.
I'm a firm believer if you can make it work, you can work. But my thing of it is in order for you to really, like, flourish, you need a team.
Well, I told him, I said, you can't wear all the hats.
Hey, but guess what? But this is
what he's been wearing all the hats since I've known him, though.
Yeah. I ain't that.
Even when he was rapping full, he.
Say full time.
Yeah, he was full still time. Yeah.
Well, guess what, though? And you know what? You're right. You can't wear all the hats. And that's the reason why I got a Zoom at 6 o'clock. With 8 of my employees.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this is the thing. And this is real. I got a guy that I'm going to bring in and be like, hey, look, man, you know, let's do the clothing part.
Uh-huh.
You. Yeah. Y'all going to do the filming part. You do the music part. Mm-hmm. All right? So that keeps me like, okay, I'm a hip-hop artist. So when it comes to the music, I'm dealing with you.
Yeah.
When we doing the filming, Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike.
Angelo.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with you. All right? When it comes to the clothing, Straw. And Jennifer and all them, I'm dealing with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually helps me out in a good way too, because even if I'm the CEO,
you the brand.
I know that when I'm doing music, I'm going to be with my music people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When I'm doing this, I'm with them people.
Right? Yeah.
So I understand. So it actually makes a lot of sense. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the way.
That's cool.
I can take them hats off, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing because, like, most people can't be a fully creative
when they're doing
everything.
No, you can't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, seriously. What you said,
your brain,
I'm going to put emphasis on that.
Your brain gets tired.
You can't.
Your brain wears down. And when you have so many other things going on, like you said, you can't be fresh.
Mm-mm.
Because when you start on this part, something else got to go. Something else got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why my main things that I do, I have other business partners. And I'm in different, like I'm not just into music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I have different people that don't even do nothing with music whatsoever.
Right.
On a whole nother level that we deal with on different business moves and stuff. But, you know, to go back even with We Battle, like, we seen the mold, like, nobody had marketing. So, there wasn't no real prominent marketing teams in Nashville.
Yeah.
So, we began to go market. See, it's the thing with Nashville, it's like.
Yeah, matter of fact,
stepping on toes.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, people think you stepping on toes. So, a lot of people thought me and my brother were stepping on toes. You know what I'm saying? Because you had people that marketed the clubs.
Right.
You had people that had marketed businesses.
Yeah.
And then you had these artists who had nobody to market them at all.
Right.
So when we began promoting to market the artists, the people that was marketing businesses and the people that were marketing the clubs thought we were stepping on their toes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
because they felt like...
They feel like...
As a matter of fact, let's talk about it, man. So we're going to get on it. Like our city, man, Nashville, is one of those cities, man, that we don't support each other.
Right.
And it's like, why not? It's like we in the city of the best studios.
Yeah.
We in a city where now is perfect timing. This, hey, I heard somebody came to me. He's a filmmaker and said, this is going to be the new Hollywood.
They said that 6 years ago.
Yeah, but that was, and guess
it
what?
It was on the news.
And guess what's so crazy? Six years ago, I was locked up. Just think about it. When I was watching it from my bed, I'm like, okay, all this stuff going up. When I got out, my daddy went pick me up.
Yeah.
What happened when we drove by? I said, is this Nashville?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like,
it's a lot of stuff going on here.
And everybody from California, New York.
Everywhere.
You know what? They like, look, okay, we done overlooked this place.
Well, you know, it's no state tax. That's number one to get you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's number one to get you here. But what do you think
about how it is in Nashville? Why do you think that we have all these people coming into this city, but we that's been in this city haven't been able to flourish like we want to because on how it comes with the support that we don't have for each other?
Well, everybody's trying to shine on each other.
Right.
Yeah, instead of let's shine together.
Yeah. Like everybody trying to shine on each other.
Remember what we was trying to do back then?
Yeah. It's like you got competition. And competition ain't bad, but I don't see myself in competition with nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I do in my lane, and I always try to connect with people that do the same thing I do.
Right.
It's always good to be connected with other people that do radio, other people that do podcasts, other people that do all this other stuff. And
networking.
And no one's really trying to actually connect. They're all trying to be like, well, my podcast is the biggest in the city.
Yeah.
Or my radio show is bigger than yours.
Right.
Like, I had an artist even tell me, well, you're not 101. And I'm like, well, yeah, 101 is only going to play your song for 15 seconds. I'm going to play your whole 3-minute-and-50-second song. Right.
And actually, you probably ain't going to get on 101. Let's be real.
Clear Channel going to make sure
the 15 seconds.
Hey, you better understand, Clear Channel is Clear Channel. If you ain't super-duper major, they don't care about your song anyway.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, you know, a lot of those same artists don't want to pay. Like, I got radio plugs where I can do national campaigns.
Right.
But nobody wants to invest in themselves that much to get themselves nationally. I can do it regionally. I can do it in a section.
Let me
say this right here.
Yeah.
But you know, you get, like what you just said, a lot of people don't want to invest in themselves, but they want you to invest in
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
You know.
Everybody wants something for free.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, I tell you like this. All right, now, you say Heat Level Entertainment, right, which consists of Heat Level Films, Heat Level Podcasts, and we got a clothing brand, right? Which is actually going to be a separate entity from Heat Level. But we got Heat Level merch and accessories. My dad actually bought a cup from the website. But I'm just saying. Now, I look at it like this. In Nashville, and I've noticed this since I've been out, everybody wants to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is what gets me. 90% of the people I've been meeting at these venues, at these stuff, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a label called Dig 'Em Up Entertainment. And I'm like, oh, cool, you got your LLC right? Oh, no, we're going to do the paywall. Okay, you know, you done.
You're in the beginning stage.
You got your EIN. How long? I had it for like a year and a half. You ain't even got no paperwork. They don't even understand paperwork.
They don't.
I had an artist come here. She was 18, right?
Mm.
Fire. Before I put in the booth, I said, look, let's talk business. She didn't
know nothing.
No, not even know nothing. She didn't care. She didn't want to hear nothing.
I remember that.
She wanted to get in the booth and rap.
Yep. That's all.
And then that's all she wanted to do. Get in the booth and rap. Cool. I'm with you. Will you show me where I need to sign at? And I hate to say this, and I'm trying to help these young, especially the young black community out, but this is what is going to start happening.
But what I tell people all the time, and I got a lot of people in the labels that I know, and they express, I've had some people who have signed some people from Nashville to, that when I start explaining to them how some Nashville artists are, they like, man, you explain that artist to the T.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all city?
Right. You know what I'm saying? And then it's crazy what happened. I ain't even gonna put no name, but I know some people that got signed, you know, Warner Brothers.
This
is what it is. They think when they get that label that they don't gotta work no more.
Exactly.
Well, it's
the thing is, they still not really working beforehand.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people who get in these deals are distribution.
Now, work is, yeah. You have a lot of these are distribution ethnic deals. To be able yeah. to, you know what I mean? Work ethnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these deals are distribution deals. You know, just to be real and honest about them.
Yeah, they not really, the labels ain't really.
No, it ain't dropping no advance. I mean, shout out to Cook Up Boss, who got a real deal from Yellow Wolf.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Lito.
And then the guy beefing with Buck.
Yeah. So, go ahead. But yeah, he's in a good position now. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Versus when he was. But he put in the work, though. He invested in himself.
No doubt.
He threw his own shows and own parties.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? To get you to know who he was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Aside from him being known, you know, in the neighborhood, when he started the music, he invested in the music, traveling, doing this, getting connections, all this stuff. And now he's where he is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, being silent is going to be silent.
Yeah.
Silent is you don't hear nothing.
Exactly.
I'm going
to tell y'all something, and this is honestly. I've had a lot of people come to me and be like, hey, man, you done came a long way from being homeless, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what I always tell them? I even tell my girl this, you know, and I say, she say, you doing a lot. Guess what I always say? I ain't doing enough.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
And you know
really,
what?
When you really look at it from an industry standpoint, that,
right,
you're not doing enough.
I mean,
I do what I can, and right. I get a lot of stuff done because I know I've been knowing people for 15, 20 years.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
If I go to your IG and I see, I'm like, dang, man, you know, what's the first thing you see him? Okay, likes and views. How many views the guy, how many likes you got? But I know you're doing work. So, you know, I hit my little hard. I watch your little stuff mm-hmm. and stuff like that. See who you got in the building. Hey, what's up, the asset report? I got DJ on the 1 and 2. And I can't think of his name.
DJ Peewa and DJ Rico 615.
And, you know, Peewa did my first show when I got out.
Yeah.
He was at Daisy Dukes.
Okay.
May 5th, 2018. He
DJ'd. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. That's when I was Joaquin the voice. But, Joaquin. But okay, a lot of people come and say, okay, look, you're doing this, you're doing that. Okay, even when I got that email from Apple Podcasts, and they was like, oh, you're in the top 200. I was like, I was 194. I was like, I'm not doing enough. I need to be top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be top
one. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
And that's going to take a different type of budget.
And it's going to be different because people say, okay, you top 200 in the U.S. on Apple Podcasts. Okay, I'm top 200 on Apple Podcasts, but what about Spotify Podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
What about iHeartRadio Podcasts?
Right, yeah.
What about Pandora Podcasts?
And the thing is being a lot of, like I said, a lot of artists in Nashville, the education.
Right.
Like I was telling, like I was saying before, a lot of the people I know in the industry, you go to Atlanta, mm-hmm. you got good examples of major artists that you can touch,
literally,
you can talk to,
and you
can see them do work.
Right, right.
You go to Memphis, they got artists. You got A-Ball, MJG, you got Playa Fly,
yeah.
you got 3-6 Mafia, which is one of the biggest rap groups in the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they can see them.
Yeah.
Now you got Dolph, Gotti, Moneybagg, Block Boy JB.
What's the other guy, the new guy? Not Pooh Shiesty.
Pooh Shiesty. You got Pooh Shiesty. But so you got examples in Nashville.
Right there with you.
Nashville, the only people talk about
is Young Buck.
Well, you got Young Buck, you got Yellow Wolf, and you got Starlito.
Starlito. Right.
But the thing is, they're doing more talking bad about their situation than trying to learn from their situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. You learn from people's mistakes.
But it goes back to what you said now. if you're not educated on it,
exactly, you don't know. You don't know, and it's the blind leading the blind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an artist, and I like the girl you talking about. I'm an artist, and I don't have my publishing right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty good name in the city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People know me. I'm kind of like an OG, so I grab this other little artist. I'm teaching them the same thing I got taught.
Right, yo, exactly. Yo, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then he going to the rest of the young dudes
and
poisoning them.
Yep.
So now you got a whole city full of people that I can probably
know what they talk about.
I can probably buy everybody's domain. They ain't got one.
Right. Let me tell you something.
I can trademark and copyright their name.
They
ain't got it.
You absolutely right, man. Because I had this thing with somebody, and I told him, I said, "Hey, you got a trademark. You got a common law, and this is a thing
to save you in a record deal.
And you got a common law
if you copyright and trademark your name before you sign your record deal, they can't buy your name."
No.
Oh.
So when the record did, like with Buck, he had to change his name to Buckshots because Interscope owned Young Buck. But if he trademarked Young Buck before then,
they can't take it. They had
to buy it from him.
Well, that's like what you was just saying. The reason why artists need to make whatever deal, they need to make sure that they get their master.
And,
because what's the girl, Toni Braxton? No.
Adina Howard.
Adina Howard?
No, the jazz singer.
Erykah Badu?
No, the jazz singer.
You know, the one that's going through about her masters right now.
That's Adina Howard.
No, she's from Detroit.
Everybody's going through.
Oh, Baker.
Anita Baker.
Anita Baker.
Okay. Yeah, and she's having problems.
Motown,
in the 30 years.
It's Motown, right?
Yeah.
But Anita Baker,
I think she was.
Whatever. I don't know if she's on Motown.
Was she with Motown? No, I don't think she was with Motown. Okay.
But anyway,
I can look
the 30 year, the 30 years is up.
And they're supposed to give them back
to her.
Right,
and they still don't want
to
give them
to her. But they got a clause in there.
They
got a clause in there that she didn't know about.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because so the clause.
You have to meet a certain expectation for the label, or you have to complete a certain task. And a lot of times it's unreachable.
Well, that's why they had a big high class lawyer.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of times that task is unreachable.
Right. I know what you're saying.
And they set it up like that. Like most artists, you know.
Okay. Hey, look. Okay. So Anita Baker, good lordy. Okay, Anita Baker was signed to 5 different record labels. She was signed to Elektra Records, which went under. She was signed to Warner Music Group, which is still going. She was signed to Atlantic Records. She was signed to Blue Note Records and Ariola Records. I'm pretty sure Blue Note and Ariola are probably independent.
Blue Note is, they do a lot of blues.
I don't know exactly who she's.
But everybody got a piece.
But
of
they,
the
yeah, they said something about Elektra, I guess, which is owned probably
by Universal, bro.
Yeah, they folded and now, but anyways, it's like you look at it like this. It's like in our city, a lot of people don't know about deals. A lot of people don't know how they work. A lot of people don't know the paperwork behind it. So what happens is they sign these bad deals and they get mad. This is what I hear all the time across all podcasts, Breakfast Club talk about it, all that, whatever. Hopefully Charlamagne, the God, hear this and give me donkey of the day. I don't care. But this is what I think. In my mind, I look at it like this. You cannot be mad at the label. You signed that deal. You didn't read it. You was uneducated. I'm not saying that
you didn't get the entertainment lawyer.
Yeah, I'm not saying that to fault these young people for not doing what they're supposed to do. But they didn't know. But at the end of the day, you signed that deal.
I will say for the 20th century, if you don't know, I take Vince. For a millennial to not know
that's on them.
And you on your phone all day.
Yeah.
You playing these video games all day.
Yeah.
Man, go you watch playing, it. Look.
You playing Call of Duty with people from Europe on your headphones.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of these gamers are in the music business.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like this. I'm an electrician. Mm-hmm. Why would I go to be a plumber, but I know nothing about plumbing?
Yeah.
You know?
Why would you take that call?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I need a plumber. Now, like, yeah, I can do it.
our producer told us. He said, listen, 10% of it is the music.
Yeah.
He said the other 90%
is business.
It's business.
And he said, anybody can put a project out, but guess what?
Yeah.
How you going to promote it?
Exactly.
All right, how you
going to
listen?
And going back to, like, where we pivoted with We Battle is the reason why we started doing marketing and promotion.
All right, let me say one thing real quick. We're going to wrap it up and get to our last segment. But this is what I want to say. And a lot of people need to understand this and get it. You need to get educated on what you're trying to do. And believe something, everybody can't be the boss.
No.
Okay? And respect the guy that bought the Dodgers, who worked under Bill Gates, but now he's worth billions. Sometimes you have to be the guy next to the guy. Because at the end of the day is, y'all going to build, okay? You're going to build. And then when you say, hey, cool, I done got you to this point.
Right.
I'm finna go do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But sometimes everybody can't be an entrepreneur. No. Everybody, look, this is the thing. And I say this, and then we're gonna really get to the last segment. But all these artists that are trying to start record labels, and even the big artists that's in the game that have record labels, it's a lot of them who artists never blew on their record.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's hard being signed to an artist because the artist has to worry about his likeness first before he can worry about yours.
Yeah,
but a real artist that knows the business, if he's starting a label, he got a team that's actually going to handle your situation.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. Right. Exactly. Yeah,
you got your A&Rs put in place. You got your road managers put in place, and they're going to handle that new artist's stuff.
Exactly.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, you got your artist development person.
Exactly.
So all you got to do is come in. Hey, man, how's the artist doing? What's going on? What I need to jump on to make it go hotter?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got a show coming up. Send them with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all you need to be doing as a CEO of your own label if you're an artist. Yeah. And 50 Cent did that really well.
Real well.
You know what I'm saying? He did that really well.
That was G-Unit Film and Television.
Yeah.
All right, so right now we about to get into last segment of the day, and the name of this segment is called Brutally Honest. Basically, I ask a question, and everybody got to give me their answer on it. I ask my own question, and if you do not, I will rag on you. Best believe it. All right, so, yeah, my computer just made a sound. Sorry for everybody listening to the audio, but you'll be all right. All right, now, question of the day is, can you hate and love a person at the same time, literally?
Yes.
Give me a brief take.
So, we do it all the time in business. So, you can hate. Love to hate. You can hate somebody, but when the business comes into play, you put that to the side and handle your business.
No doubt.
Husband and wife it all the time.
Yep. There you go. I
knew what he was getting.
I cool.
I knew what you was saying.
Go ahead.
It's. I agree with him.
Yeah,
I agree. Because
brief
different situations. You know, you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
But then at the end of the day, come here, baby.
Yeah. You know?
All right. So you're speaking on a marriage standpoint. Me personally, can you love and hate at the same time? I think it depends.
Okay.
Okay. It depends on the situation and what type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it like this. In business, I love your business, but I hate who you are.
Exactly.
In marriage, I love you, but I hate you sometimes. But sometimes,
when you cross the line.
You cross the line. I either love you.
Right, yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can't mess with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now I will say I do have some people I can't miss.
Yeah. So it's like,
I
put it like this. The love can be lost.
Yeah, it can.
And
that
dislike will be there until we pass. I forgive you.
Yeah.
But it's whatever. And like, at the same difference, it could be a person that you used to dislike so much, but that person have changed and became someone different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you fail.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I love that person now.
Yeah.
I love that. But I remember this.
I remember when you used to be like that.
Yeah.
But now you got to realize, what's the only sure thing in life?
Change, yeah.
No doubt. Like,
a lot of people don't want to do that.
No, they don't. And that's the most uncomfortable thing for people to do.
It's change.
Yeah.
I always remember this, and the great, and I want you to tell everybody where to get your stuff at. But I'm going to say this. In the great words of Mr. Denzel Washington, I would like to say this. He says, ease is a greater threat to success than hardship. Mm. Make sure y'all take that with y'all.
Yeah.
Asset, tell them where to find you at.
I am the Asset. Follow me at the _ Asset, at the THTV Network, at We Battle West. Also tune in every Sunday night, 10 to midnight, 103.7, 107.1 FM on your dial. It's the Asset Report Radio Show with me, DJ P, with Queezy.
Let them know where it's located at.
We're out in Bellevue.
The station.
The station's here in Nashville.
Nashville.
We're here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So also DJ Rico 615, be looking for the May Fluent Music Festival June 5th. And then next year, we're going to be adding an educational part to the festival. It's going to be the Action Music Festival and Made Fluent Music Conference. So we're going to give you the performances and stuff that you want, but you're still going to come out. We're going to have panelists during the daytime.
No doubt.
We're going to have performances at nighttime. And so I'm going to bring some of my people in from the industry to come talk and give some real education.
Yeah. You ain't got anything left to say?
Hey, man, I enjoyed every moment of this.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey. All right, well, y'all know who this is, man. This is Joaquim. If y'all want to go listen to my music, man, on all platforms, you can type in WYQEEM. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. And if y'all want to go watch the music videos, man, y'all already know it's Joaquim TV. That's WYQEEM TV. That's WYQ, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. So y'all make sure y'all do that. And this Heat Level Podcast, wherever you get your audio podcasts is at. We there, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Y'all just type in Heat Level Podcast. If you don't know how to spell Heat Level Podcast, I don't know what to tell you. So y'all can check it out on YouTube too. It's Heat Level Podcast. Make sure y'all type that in. And like I said, if you don't know how to spell Heat Level Podcast, I don't know what to tell you. Google it. All right, then. So look, we're up out of here. Asset, Mike, appreciate y'all coming through.
Oh, no doubt, man.
All right, and y'all know how I always say, I'm about this thing. I am a boss, took me some time, been on my hustle, been on my grind. What was you thinking that I was lying? Though you was watching, missing the sign.